The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a warm welcome along to William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast. You are tuned in to Friday's edition of the podcast where we'll be taking a look at some of the action, and you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Sean Quinn, James Millman and Gary Catewell in the studio. In the meantime, my name is Sam Norris and I'm joined by James Millman on today's edition of the podcast. How are you today, James?
Yeah, pretty good, thank you. Getting into autumn now, and I'd say the big season targets are coming up while the evening racing is starting to come to a bit of a close.
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking forward to the racing as we go on. Before we move on to some of tomorrow's action, we'll just run through the news first. We'll start with the front page of the paper today. Guineas Hope Faydan out for the season. He's been pushed out to 10-1 with us here at William Hill for the 2,000 guineas. How much is that setback going to put punters off, James?
I think it'll put punters off because we don't actually get really to see how good he is, because obviously he's had one run so far, winning that Haydock Maiden. Won it very, very nicely by 6 lengths, and the fact that the runner-up then won a Group 3, Dutch Courage and the Acom Stakes, was a massive boost for him. But I think you always want to see how he's going to cope in group company against proper group class horses in a well-run race, but we're not going to see that. But I think for his long-term future, it definitely won't do him any harm. So if you liked him before the setback, I wouldn't be too concerned. Remember King Man, he was put away after getting an injury in the Slari at Sandown this time of year, and he's come back just as good as a three-year-old. So for me, not really a concern. He was expensive as a yearling, and I certainly think they're probably right, John Gosden and Angus Gold, for handing him over to him to be patient and preserve him for next year.
Yeah, he's certainly going to arrive at the guineas very fresh. He's currently second in the market at 10-1 behind the 8-1 favourite Ivywood, Highland Reels there at 11-1 as well, the Wow Signal 12s.
For me, I don't really consider guineas until the next year, because I think as a two-year-old, some are very precocious two-year-olds and don't actually develop that well over winter. I'm always quite keen to see how they get on the trial, and obviously the Duast, that's when we really find out about the guineas. But Ivywood, for me, I think he's a very, very speedy two-year-old, but I really don't know if he's going to be as effective at a mile as a three-year-old. The Hannon team, Richard Hughes, etc., seem pretty confident he will stay, but for me, he's very speedy, very good over six. Will he be as effective at a mile as a three-year-old? I'm not so sure. The Wow Signal, probably similar comment surprise for him. He's toughed out a very gutsy victory at Deauville in the pre-morning, and he's a very, very nice type for the Quinn team. But again, whether he's going to develop as much, perhaps, as types like Firedom and those that are lately raced at two, it remains to be seen. So for me, personally, I don't really take any strong view of the guineas market until perhaps October. We see the Dewhurst and then the trials, Greenham, Craven, etc.
Yeah, there's plenty of racing to come before that. We'll move on then to a big race, which is a lot closer, just next month, of course. This is the St Ledger, and Connections of Snow Sky really talking up his chances in the paper this morning. Wasn't a classic Gordon Stakes, but it was a very good run behind, postponed in the Great Voltigeur. What are his chances for the St Ledger?
Well, I think they've been increased by the fact that postponed is probably going to be put away for the season, which for me, very strange decision, as he won the main St Ledger trial, the Vulture, very impressively, travelled strongly. For me, I think he'll stay a mile six. Luca Kamai says he needs fast ground, but to be fair, we could get a bit of a dry spell. We've had a very wet bank holiday weekend, so we could well get a dry spell. And I would have kind of left that decision open until the entry stage when you can have a little look at the weather. Obviously, it's going to cost a fair bit to supplement, but Snow Sky ran a nice race behind postponed in the Great Vulture, coming well clear of the rest. They were headed by Odeon, admittedly, who's probably not the best horse back in third, but Snow Sky travelled nicely. I just think James Doyle did get let postponed to get first run on him, which I think he could have finished a little bit closer to him. Good run in the Gordon Stakes. He won nicely in the Lingfield Derby trial, so if it came up soft, you know, he could handle a bit of soft ground. and I think they've got every reason to be positive. Kingston Hill, unfortunately, he was pulled out 20 minutes before the start of the race in the Great Volsture. He is the best horse, but a concern is how effective is he on it on quicker ground. To be fair, the Guineas run wasn't that disappointing. He wasn't actually beat too far, upsides to Great Gatsby. He was obviously gone on to do very good things. So I think he will be fine in quicker ground. And Sanmi Connections are keen to preserve him for any on a fast service. So for me, I think he deserves to be favourite. And until we know really what the above forecast is and even perhaps what the ground is in the day, it's hard to know. But certainly if I was Snow Sky's Connections, I'd share their bullishness.
Yeah, certainly. Looking forward to that race. Just in a couple of weeks' time, Kingston Hill, the 5-2 favourites, and Romsdal and Snow Sky, joint second favourites at 6-1. We'll move on then to take a little look at some of Friday's action. James has picked out three races for us on Friday, first of which is the 3:35 from Sandown. This one, a Class 3, ran over a mile. Who are you looking at here, James?
Yeah, this is a very, very competitive 15 grand handicap at Sandown. And if you choose 8 3-year-olds, basically the whole field is progressive apart from Gravier at the bottom of the weights. Got to mention in Chavella in extremely good form for Richard Fahe. Three wins at Pontefract Racks on his last three runs. Has seen him certainly creep up the handicap and warrants a step up into better grade. But Northern form, whether it can transfer down to South, that is the question mark. And he's against some real powerful outfits. But Sandown and Pontefract are very similar tracks. Stiff finishes, about a 3 furlong running. So that shouldn't be a problem, but I just think going down south in a higher grade may see the winning run of Im Chevala come to an end. The question mark is how fit were horses like Torrid and Basembi. Torrid's not been seen for 324 days. Looked very promising at the back end as a 2-year-old, but obviously he's had setbacks to keep him off the track. Basem did reappear in the spring. He had a very impressive winning debut and second on second start, but again another one not been seen for 3 months, and whether that was just a break to let him strengthen up and come back much stronger in the autumn, or whether he's had a problem, we don't actually know. So I think the markets will be very interesting on the day. So for that reason, I'm going to go for Zane Empire, Robert Cowell's runner. Another likely race individual. Good run when second last time out in a competitive handicap at Newmarket. Handicap has stuck him at £3 to a mark of 80. I think that is fair, and he's got a nice enough chance. And he's the one for me in what looks a very competitive 15 grand handicap up at Sandown.
Okay then, Zane Empire, the selection for James in the first race that we'll look at from Friday. We'll move on then to the next one. This is the 6:40 from Salisbury, a listed race. This ran over a mile. Another good race for a Friday, James.
Yeah, we've got a listed race on a Friday even at Sandown, at Salisbury. And this is only 5 runners, probably a little bit disappointing numbers-wise. But I think we've got some nice progressive types. Richard Hannon does like to farm this race. Richard Hannon senior, obviously, in recent years, but the operation hasn't really changed when Junior's taken over the licence, and they won it nicely with Washar last year. And I think Tupi has a very good chance for the Hannon-Hughes combination. Second in a listed race at Deauville last time. Previously second at Glorious Goodwood behind one of the Bayadora runners. Dropping back in grade in the UK, I think, will be a big plus for him. And I think he's definitely the one to beat. Winter's Moon, the Godolphin runner. Yeah, 2 starts, good third last time out, similar level of form. But I do think at Salisbury, the Hannon horse could just have the edge. Elm Park's interesting, won his maiden pretty nicely last time out, but does just need to step up a grade. Mr. Universe, the Johnson horse, was a rare winner for him at York recently. Did disappoint a little bit last time out, so he's got a little bit to find, and Graw probably isn't good enough. So I think it could be a 2-horse race, Tupi and Winter's Moon, and I do fancy the Hannon horse to come out on top.
All right, and James siding with 2P there for Richard Hannon in the 6:40 at Salisbury. We'll stay at Salisbury for the last race on our podcast, the 7:40. A bit of a difference in class, this one, compared to the previous one. A Class 5, this one over a mile and 6. Who's caught your eye here?
Yeah, well, my dad's got Tours in this race, and she won a better event, a Class 4, over the same course and distance last time out 15 days ago, and she really does appreciate soft ground. So the fact they've had plenty of rain at Salisbury, I think I can see her put up an improved performance. She's actually down in grade, is £7 higher, but I think she's well worth a £7 rise. The third horse that day, Sebastian Beats, ran well in the Melrose at York. And I'd say against older horses, she does get the £12 weight allowance, which I think could be key. Andrea Zerni's on board. We do like to use Andrea where possible, but obviously being snapped up by Qatar to be their number one jockey next year, he's going to be very hard to get hold of. But we have got Andrea tomorrow, and I think Tours has got an excellent chance to win the finale up at Salisbury.
Okay, fair enough. The 13 runners here, James, are you looking at anything that may be a bigger price to take it on with each way?
Significant move is often there or thereabouts for Stuart Kitto. Bit of an infrequent winner, but he might just sneak a place. But I do think Tours is an excellent chance of taking advantage of the free head allowance, and will enjoy the softer ground than what she's got in recent starts.
Okay, fair enough then. There we go, the thoughts of James Millman on Friday's action. If you could just remind us, please, one more time, James, of your three selections for Friday.
Yeah, I've gone for Zane Empire in the 3:35 at Sandown. Unexposed, good effort, win second at Newmarket 15 days ago. And compared to some of his rivals, we know he's in top condition, and I think he can go very, very close. In 6:40 at Salisbury, 5-run listed race, I've gone for Tupi for Richard Hannan to extend his father's great record in the race. And in the finale, I've gone for Tours, won over coursing distance on quick ground 2 weeks ago. I think on a softer surface, she'll be even better. I think she's got an excellent chance to win the finale.
Okay, excellent stuff. Then there we are, the thoughts of James Millman on Friday's racing. You can hear it all live on William Hill's Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. with James back in the studio alongside Sean Quinn and Gary Capo. Friday's action comes from Sandown, Bangor and Thirsk in the afternoon, Wolverhampton, Salisbury in the evening, and an Irish meeting from Down Royal. Thank you for joining me today on the podcast, James, and I hope you enjoy the action tomorrow.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.